From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Concerns about the Iran nuclear deal and other regional issues are being raised by the Gulf Cooperation Council foreign ministers in meetings with U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Doha Qatar. Avoiding nuclear weapons threats to the region is a top priority to the GCC countries, according to the Qatari foreign minister. The GCC hopes to achieve security, peace, and stability with the help of the United States, he said. Kerry is meeting with the group to ease concerns about last month's multinational agreement on Iran's nuclear program. President Obama is set to unveil new regulations today aimed at cutting carbon pollution that comes from the nation's power plants. Mr. Obama spoke Sunday in a Facebook posting by the White House.
It's changing in ways that threaten our economy, our security, and our health. This isn't opinion. It's fact, backed up by decades of carefully collected data and overwhelming scientific consensus. And it has serious implications for the way that we live now.
The plan would reduce reliance on coal-fired electricity and move towards renewable energy. Legal challenges to the regulations are expected from as many as 25 states, and the cases are likely to end up before the U.S. Supreme Court. Greek stocks dropped sharply Monday when the Athens Stock Exchange opened for the first time in 5 weeks. The exchange index lost nearly 23% in the opening moments of trading. Shares steadily regained some ground, with the index less than 19% after 2 hours. The government closed the stock exchange in late June when it also shut down the banks and imposed limits on money withdrawals. All of those actions were in response to the country's debt crisis. You're listening to VOA News. There was no consensus Monday on how soon talks to conclude the Trans-Pacific Partnership trade pact could be revived after the 12 parties failed to reach a deal at what was intended to be the concluding round last week in Hawaii. The timing really is a challenge at this point, really driven by electoral politics. That's according to the Asia Trade Center Executive Director, Deborah Elms, speaking to VOA via Skype. A Canadian general election is scheduled for October 19th, and campaigning began on Sunday. Meanwhile, the U.S. presidential primaries began in January 2016. Sluggish economic activity in China and falling oil prices triggered a steep decline among Asian stock markets on Monday. Investors pulled out of markets after a private survey showed China's manufacturing activity in July falling to its lowest level in 2 years. In interim trading, Shanghai's index slumped over 1.5%, while Seoul's Kospi index dropped nearly 1%, and Hong Kong's Hang Seng index lost as much as 1%. The world athletic community is reacting to reports that 146 medals, including 55 golds at the Olympics and World Championships between 2001 and 2012, were won by athletes with suspicious blood tests. VOA correspondent Steve Herman reports.
The president of the International Olympic Committee says there is no solid foundation for the widespread doping allegations. Speaking to reporters at the conclusion of the IOC summit in Kuala Lumpur, Thomas Bach Monday urged patience until the outcome of an investigation by the impartial World Anti-Doping Agency.
Now it's in the hands of WADA as the competent center of both sports and governments to deal with this, and we have full confidence in their procedure.
The president of the International Association of Athletics Federations told IOC members Monday that behind the doping abuse report is a campaign to redistribute medals. Steve Herman, VOA News, Bangkok.
Israel has ordered detentions without trial of Israeli citizens suspected of waging violence against Palestinians. It's part of a crackdown against those responsible for a deadly arson attack on a Palestinian family in the occupied West Bank. So far, there's been no claim of responsibility for the attack that took the life of an 18-month-old toddler. However, officials have said at the crime scene was consistent with other vandalism and hate crimes by Jewish extremists who have targeted Christians, Arabs, and activists in the West Bank. You can read more details on this and more at voanews.com. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.